Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Why is it taking at least 14 years for Congress to start getting around to doing something that I think most of you would agree with me is just common sense? In 2004, the U.S. Supreme Court decision in the case of Kelo versus City of New London, Connecticut, held that the governmental power of eminent domain could be used to seize property from one private owner to give it to another private owner solely for the justification of economic development. This issue involving two private parties is totally separate from a government using eminent domain to take property from a private party for the government's purpose of building infrastructure such as roads and airports. Recently, the movie Little Pink House played in theaters, telling the true story behind the Supreme Court decision. It starred actresses Catherine Keener and Jean Triplehorn. It was only after this movie publicized this instance of a private party using government force to seize property from another private party that, all of a sudden, the U.S. House of Representatives unanimously passed House Bill 1689. If this bill now passes the Senate and is signed into law, it would penalize any state or local government that uses its eminent domain powers solely for purposes of economic development by making that government ineligible to receive any federal economic development funds for 2 years. Further, the bill also prohibits the federal government from using eminent domain in instances solely for economic development. If there was unanimous support for this bill in the House of Representatives, why did it take 14 years to bring it up for a vote? There are two other disturbing aspects to the original story and the House vote. First, once the City of New London, Connecticut seized the private property and turned it over to another private party for economic development, the subsequent owner reneged and did not construct the planned economic development. Second, after it took so long to get any legislative action on this travesty, why has there been an almost complete blackout of news coverage by the regular media? That's it for today. Come back next Wednesday for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.